NBC News, Heterosexuality is Just Not Working. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 23, 2019. Women are increasingly opting out of heterosexuality because it is the bedrock of their global oppression, NBC News asserted in a bizarre opinion piece this week. Men need heterosexuality to maintain their societal dominance over women, writes Marcy Bianco for the NBC News website. Women, on the other hand, are increasingly realizing not only that they don't need heterosexuality, but that it also is often the bedrock of their global oppression. Ms. Bianco lumps together a series of recent news stories, from Jeffrey Epstein to the Dayton and El Paso mass shooters, to Miley Cyrus's separation and Julianne Hough's declaration that she is not straight, which, she says, together have laid bare the strictures of an American patriarchy on the edge of a nervous breakdown. As the status quo, heterosexuality is just not working, she concludes, before explaining just how evil men are and how women are learning to live without them. As a snapshot of 2019 America, these stories present a startling picture. Men continue to coerce, harass, rape and kill girls and women, and go to extreme lengths to avoid responsibility for their actions, she states. On the other side of the issue, girls and women are challenging heterosexuality, and even absconding from it altogether. Patriarchy is at its most potent when oppression doesn't feel like oppression, or when it is packaged in terms of biology, religion, or basic social needs like security, comfort, acceptance and success, Ms. Bianco declares. Heterosexuality offers women all these things as selling points to their consensual subjection, she concludes, in a painful piece of contorted logic that reveals far more about the writer than it does about society and its institutions. Historically, women have been conditioned to believe that heterosexuality is natural or innate, just as they have been conditioned to believe that their main purpose is to make babies, and if they fail to do so, they are condemned as not real, or as bad, women, she pronounces. A series of new role models are emerging, she suggests, whose lives and choices, as dysfunctional as they may appear to the general public, are teaching women how to take back power from men. Celebrities are not always at the vanguard of feminist thought, but both Julianne Hough and Miley Cyrus have recently spoken out about sexuality in ways that puts the power and responsibility back into their own hands, she declares. Men, on the other hand, particularly heterosexual men, are a blight on the earth and a source of unending woes, one infers. While men stew in their mess, women are rising, she continues. They are taking back control of their lives and their bodies, and they are questioning the foundation of the patriarchy, heterosexuality, that has kept them blindly subordinate for centuries. While Ms. Bianco is certainly entitled to her opinions, as outrageous as they may be, one cannot help but wonder why NBC News would want to abet such overt and venomous misandry. A similar tirade proposing that women are the source of all the world's ills would garner well-deserved condemnation, and no self-respecting news site would publish it. Why, then, prop up such irrational hatred when the target is men? Follow at Williams from